There's nothing wrong with that. That's how nice it was. Didn't you like it? It was
no higher compliment could I ever ask for.
Very nice. Lyman Weibel. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. I'm on a roll now. How did you study to become a humorist? Obviously, I failed in my studies, right? I mean, you know, I don't think there's any school for it, anything like that. I don't know. I mean, you can be an environmental engineer. That's easy. You can learn to do that. But I don't know. I don't think you can actually study to be a humorist. I don't think you can be a humorist, apparently, in my case, or in yours, for that matter. Let's see now. Let's see what Lyman has in mind here with his question. I finally got to you. It took a while. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
So you're retired now from environmental engineering, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Solved all the problems.
Yeah. So what are you doing with your time then?
I work on environmental projects with neighborhood groups, yeah.
So you're still working in this in your field?
Not really working, just helping out.
But in the same
field,
so
yes.
What kinds of things are you doing in the neighborhood?
Pheasant Branch Conservancy is out here west of Madison. We help with restoration of prairies, wetlands, things like that.
Really? Yeah. That's the way to relax, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. You can retire, just relax now. You're out there restoring a prairie.
Taking it easy. Yeah. Just taking it easy.
Very cool.
Did you want to become a humorist? Is that why you want to know if you can study?
Well, I wondered how you were so successful and well-known nationally like this, internationally.
Internationally. Yeah. Cosmically, you know, probably. So the show is just reaching outer space right now around Sirius.
How you got to this stage in your career?
It's a nervous disorder. That I've been fortunate enough to make pay. You know, that's if you have a nervous disorder and you can make a living at it, that's the only thing I can say. You know.
Is that really the question I put down?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I meant to write, do I get to keep this pencil?
Okay,
this
keep
pencil
it.
That we
you can have
that's
it.
That's the question. That was my mistake.
All right, there you go. Well, thank you so much for putting the wrong question down. Can Wisconsin forgive Ryan Brown? I think so, but he wants to be known as Chelsea Brown now. That's the only thing. He's got a few. He was having some problems. That led to the whole thing. And, Brian Towns. Where's Brian Towns, teacher? Brian, can you forgive him?
I'm working on it.
Working on it? Is it hard for you to? To say, in other words. Okay, that's cool. Would you like to come with me today to the Capitol? We could get arrested for watching singers. There's Lynn Weibel. Oh, you're with the environmental guy who can't retire. The man who can't retire. Didn't you stand up too? This is Lynn, everybody. She's with him.
Hello.
Did they make you go out in the prairie and plant grasses and things?
No. But sometimes I volunteer.
Yeah. But what's your field, though?
I'm a social worker.
Social worker. Is that how you met?
I'm retired also.
Oh,
yeah, I'm helping him. That's how.
Do you social work in your retirement as well?
I do some work with nonprofits, like all retired people, right?
Very cool. Have you been down there yet to... Get arrested?
I just thought maybe we could have a little moment together. We could go down, get arrested together. And I meant to invite the band. You know, yeah, because I think it's real different than...
It would be good promotionally.
Area, right? They could get a Wisconsin experience here in the...
And they said they couldn't get arrested. How do you like that?
Well, that's right. We don't have subways, but we could find ways to get them arrested.
For my singing, I would be arrested. So
me too. Me too, I can't carry it too.
All right, you can go back down there?
Maybe that's why I would get arrested.
Yeah. Possibly it.
Possibly.
Thanks, Lynn. The Weibels, ladies. Any more Weibels here that we have? Who's going down to get arrested? Anybody singing? Okay. All right. That's it for the Weibels. Where else can we hear John and Jeff perform other than here? Do they have a schedule online?
Well, you could hear Jeff perform tonight at the Jazz Estate in Milwaukee with the Ian Hendrickson Smith Quintet.
And you?
I'm not playing anymore tonight.
I guess the question is, do you ever do gigs together?
We do occasionally, yes, we do.
Yes.
Yeah. We used to do a lot of gigs together, but Jeff is such an in-demand sideman now that it's hard
to book him. You sound a little peeved.
No, not at all. I'm glad he's working a lot.
You're glad that he's happy? Is that what you're saying?
I'm glad he's working, yeah.
That's what my mother used to say, but she didn't mean it.
Well, I mean it.
As long as you're happy. Yeah. Glad you're happy.
With her jaws clenched?
No. I was very sweet about it. Okay, so there's that. Then this is not a birthday party, right? What happened to your balloons?
One fell up there.
One fell up there?
One went up there.
I like that. One fell up there. And there was no occasion for these balloons?
No. Except for going to the toy store.
They give you balloons for going to a toy store. Isn't that nice?
Yep.
You spend like $100 or something like that, and you get a 10-cent balloon.
No, not really. We just got them for free.
Did you buy a toy as well?
No.
Very good of you. That's progressive of you not to buy a toy. Was there a toy that you were looking for?
No, but I wanted to buy one.
Which one did you want to buy?
A science experiment kit.
Science experiment kit. I used to have a chemistry. Is like a chemistry set with chemicals and stuff.
Yep.
That's so cool. We had them in my day, you know, and they had real like radium in there and stuff.
Explains everything.
You make little dirty bombs and stuff, and mercury. Play with the mercury. They don't have any. They're pretty safe now or something. Well, that's maybe for your birthday or something.
Yeah, probably.
Is science a big interest of yours?
Yep.
In science in school?
Not really. Most of it's just reading.
Yeah, they should be more experiments.
The only experiment we've really done is help crayfish grow.
And they can do that on their own, you know. What is the experiment there? How do you help a crayfish grow?
Feed it and keep it in the tank.
It's like raising children or anything else, I guess. When they grow, you know. And your name is?
Adelie.
Adelie? Thanks for coming.
Since she is science-minded, Michael,
we're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz, because what?
Well, if she's science-minded, there's something we can send her home with.
Oh, yes.
Is that a good idea?
Oh, excellent.
It's not quite science. It's more like math.
Yeah.
But she can learn and have fun at the same time with the Flashmaster, which is a handheld computer that makes flashcards obsolete. It doesn't come with a free balloon.
That's
but
not
however,
a chemistry set, though,
it's
is
not,
it?
I know. But it's, you know, it's a consolation prize.
It's pretty good. That's something. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. Before we do that, we have to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. We have the gentleman here to do that. His name is?
Scott Wardell.
Scott, from around here?
Madison, yes.
Madison. I'll give this to you.
The four disclaimers. Number one. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, personally, I would rather buy $1,038 purses. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones, trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. And number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
No, take it. I don't want it. It's been used. Okay, now let's see which one of you here decides now that they want to play the What Do You Know quiz. Chance for you to win. You've been wanting this, I can tell. I could see you very anxiously awaiting this moment. It was part of your plan, part of your great plan, isn't it? You're going to come here and play the quiz? Has this been a long-term desire?
Yes, long-term. Yeah. It is my birthday today, too.
And it is your birthday? All right. That could be your reason.
It could be. It is. I've been thinking about it.
We'll use that for your reason. Okay. And your name is?
Sarah. Sarah, yeah.
And are you from here, Sarah?
Sparta.
From Sparta. Sarah, ladies and gentlemen, it's her birthday. Finally a good reason for playing the quiz. Have a seat there, Sarah, if you would, right next to these. Emu?
It doesn't bite, does it?
No, it hasn't bitten in years. Whole time we've had it. It's never bitten. I don't even know what an emu is. Something. It's sort of like an ostrich, I guess. But it's stuffed, so it doesn't matter. Oh, no wonder I'm putting this on the wrong ears. Oh, my pad came off again. Oh, I hate it when it happens. Okay. Sarah, right?
Yes.
With an H or no?
With an H.
With an H, okay. A lot of them don't use the H anymore. She doesn't use an H, do you?
Correct.
Yeah, correct. And what do you do these days, Sarah?
I'm a stay-at-home mom of three.
Oh, yeah. And you're home teaching them?
Yes, I homeschool.
You homeschool?
Mm-hmm.
Are you good in all subjects? Do you feel confident?
Yes, very confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any subject you need a little...
Not right now.
No?
My oldest is 7, so...
Yeah.
I'm good for right now.
Your Spanish is good?
Sí.
Okay, so maybe they won't take Spanish. That's okay. And then, you know, algorithms and all that sort of stuff.
Mm.
And
I may need to brush up on that.
Chemistry.
Phew. We might have to do that outside.
Nuclear physics. You think that's going to be, as they get a little older, they'd like to have something, you know,
they
can use. Oh, thank you very much. Look at, he brought me different headphones. Now these don't work no more. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tom. Tom Blaine, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we pay him. He's got that problem. I have to label my ears so I know how to wear these. And then, and this is all in Sparta. It's all taking place
all in
Sparta.
Sparta, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's kind of, that's a tough job then. You never leave the house, I bet.
Right. I don't get any vacations, really.
No vacations?
Mm-mm. No days off.
And the kids have to go to school during the summer as well?
Yep, even snow days.
Snow days?
We don't have snow days.
You don't have snow days? Mm-mm. Boy, these kids are going to be smart by the time
really
this
smart.
Is all done. Really mm-hmm. smart. And at what time do they? At what point then will they go on to? Up until university days, or up until?
We'll see. We take it 1 year at a time.
Yeah.
So.
Do you have graduate work at home there? Or are you offering that as well?
No.
Okay, that's cool. And Sarah, you know how this quiz works? Because you must know everything now.
Mostly, yes, mostly
that.
Everything.
Okay, so you'll be perfect for this. Someone out there plays along with you.
Yes.
On the quiz, and you're ready to go, aren't you?
I am.
I guess I'm
ready.
Gear it up. Where are the kids?
They're with Grandma and Grandpa.
Oh, they are. Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool. And Sarah, how does someone get on the quiz now to play with Sarah?
If people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Qualifying question. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're at all average, you produce how many gallons of spit in a lifetime? That is the question. So we're looking for a number within what? Within about a...
50? No, within 100.
Within 50 or 100 or 1,000 gallons?
Yeah,
even.
Something like that. Yeah,
so within
it's
a
lot.
Yep. If
within,
you're close.
Within a margin of some kind.
Within a margin of some kind of gallons of spit produced in a lifetime, the average lifetime, and the average spit, of course. Let's go to the phones right now. Luann's on the line from Appleton. Hey, Luann.
Hello, Michael.
How are
hello,
you?
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah says hello, too, don't you?
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Got a busy.
I'm calling back because I need redemption. I called the other day and I did not do so good.
I seem to remember that you didn't know something.
Yeah.
Or anything.
I was one of those.
Yeah. Okay, Luann, how many gallons of spit? I'll give you a hint. It's in thousands.
Okay, in this.
In a lifetime.
Is in gallons? Did you say?
Gallons.
Or?
Yeah, gallons of spit. We don't spit it all out, so it's hard to judge. You know, most of the spit does not actually get spit. It's ironic.
And it's in the thousands.
Yes.
Okay, let's try 10,000.
That's close enough.
Really?
Yeah, that's close enough. We're spitting in the wind here. 6,000 gallons is what I have here, but who knows? Some people may spit more and more have more spit and not actually spit.
Those baseball players.
those guys. Why do they do that? I never did get that. That and grabbing themselves are two things I don't get. Baseball. Luann, what do you do there in Appleton?
I'm actually unemployed right now.
Are you between jobs?
I guess so.
Yeah. What field are you in? Maybe we can get you something going here.
I used to be a cosmetologist, and then I worked for an insurance company.
Okay. Cosmetologist is making up dead people or live people?
Oh, no, live.
Okay.
Like people.
Well, then, which one is the one that does the dead people? I get that mixed up, and I go to the wrong people all the time. Cosmetician, is that for dead people? Okay.
Well, anyway. Cosmetologists can go work on dead people, but
okay.
I didn't ever.
But only by request.
Yeah, I guess so.
Luann, Sarah,
hi,
say
Luann.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. I need your help.
Oh, good.
No, you're good. You're good. You got natural instincts. Two of you work together. You are a team. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We are. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or homeschool had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Luann, you pick the first one. What would you like?
Let's try current events.
Current events right out of the news. Last Tuesday, President Obama honored another team at the White House. So what was the big deal? If you're paying attention, you should know this one. Last Tuesday, the president honored another team at the White House. He's honored a lot of them. What was the big deal about this particular team that he honored at the White House?
Is this like, can you give us
it's a football
like
team?
Sport? Oh, and football.
Yeah.
Oh.
Weren't paying attention to the monologue. That's a sin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, sorry, you got any help? Oh,
no.
Jesus.
No.
No, I don't have any help.
It was the 1972 Miami Dolphins. Mm. Finally got their day at the White House. And it took a while, but that would
Dan
be.
Dan Marino?
No, Marino was later, wasn't he?
He was later.
My son will kill me. He's a Miami Dolphins fan.
Oh, he won't. He'll understand.
That is zero right and one wrong.
Okay, don't worry. We'll come back from this.
Yeah, we have categories left. They are people, places, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
Sarah.
Things you should have learned in school.
Okay. She learned in school. Finger and toe, sure, but do people have tongue prints as well? People have tongue prints.
I would say yes.
You would say yes?
I'm thinking yes, too.
And you're thinking yes, and she would say it.
Yeah.
I say yes.
Okay, so then that's yes, then. And between both of you, yes, yes. No two tongues are alike.
That's one right and one wrong.
All right, so we're out of the hole. Mm-hmm. This
and
is good.
Categories left are people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Luann, back to you.
Oh, boy, odds and ends.
Odds and ends. Go to a lot of Packer games, Luann?
No, I sit home and watch them.
Oh, you do, yeah. Okay. Singing exercises can cure snoring, according to an English hospital, the Royal Devon. All you have to do if you want to cure snoring using singing exercises is do one of the following. You have to sing one of the following sounds. Is it whoop, 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 whoop? Ab, ab, ab. Or ungar, ungar, ungar. Don't make me say him again.
Oh, I wanted to.
Were there three different choices?
Three different choices there for the noises you need to sing in order to cure snoring.
I think the last one sounded.
The ungar?
Yeah.
She thinks ungar.
What do you think, man?
I guess I can go with ungar.
Yes, ungar.
Ungar. Good job, Sarah.
And then if you do that, then you don't do it when you sleep because you get it out of the way.
That's two right and one wrong.
Okay, excellent, excellent.
Categories left are people, places, or science.
All right.
I would say people.
You would
I
say
choose.
People?
I choose people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She would say people.
I know people.
Okay. Percentage of daters, the people who date, percentage of daters who have used a coupon on a first date.
Oh, goodness.
Is it 3%, 7%, or 25%? Yeah. Percentage of daters who've used a coupon on a first date. I always like to make that impression.
I'd like to think it's low. But
well, we haven't dated for a while, though, so we don't know. They got these Groupon things now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you could impress somebody with your Groupon. Mm.
What do you think, Luann?
What were the... The things again, the answers?
The things were 3, 7, and 25.
I'm going to go with 25.
Well, and what's your reasoning there, Luann?
Because there's a lot of cheap people out there, and I'm their
You want to go along?
Yeah,
there?
I think 25.
Yes, 25%. People are doing it. More and more using a coupon. Holy cow. And get this, 73% said they liked it. That their date would be that cheap to use a coupon. So that's cool. Works out. What do they want?
Sarah, you'll help cheer the Badgers onto a winning season when your front lawn sports a pair of plastic flamingos stylishly arrayed in Badger red and white from Pink Ink. Luann, nice. Begin every morning like you're going to the What Do You Know show with Stephen Brew's robust breakfast blend and carry that good vibe through the day with smooth and satisfying Costa Rican terrazu from Madison's Stephen Brew coffee. That's coffee done right. And each of you can return to the computer yesteryear with the classic CD-ROM trivia game, You Don't Know Jack, from Berkeley Systems and Jellyvision, and stay up all night reading What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
Congratulations. You finally did it. You got here, and you won big.
Woo!
Thanks, Sarah.
Come see Michael in action at the Monona Terrace. Tickets and schedule information live What Do You Know broadcasts are available at notmuch.com. And while you're there, you can keep the What Do You Know fun going throughout the week. You can join our Facebook family, enjoy Michael's tweets, and play our online quiz. It's all available all the time at notmuch.com.
Sounds good. Gentlemen.
It's our turn again?